Good morning here on KIOW Morning Conversation. I'm Sarah Negastel. It's our Wednesday weekly chat with the Clear Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. And once again, we are glad to welcome Stacy Dawn in to talk with us this morning. Stacy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Zarin.
Let's jump right in. I know it's another busy week here in Clear Lake. And of course, today, a somber day, but also one that we want to highlight. Today is 9/11, of course, a day that everybody kind of remembers where they were on that tragic day. And there are things going on here in Clear Lake to commemorate the day.
Yeah, Zarin, I mean, I think it's one of those things that we all remember where we were exactly on that day. I know I have vivid memories of what I was doing on the day of 9/11. I was 9 months pregnant with my daughter, and it's just something that I'll never forget. And I just really appreciate that the Clear Lake Fire Department takes it so seriously to keep 9/11 and what happened on that day on the forefront of everybody's mind. So would just like to invite everybody down to the Clear Lake Fire Department tonight. At 6 o'clock, they're having their Never Forget Memorial Service like they've done since the event happened itself. We've got the Nicholas sisters will be doing some singing. They've invited a guest speaker, Ron Billings, and he was actually witness to the events in New York City on that day. So come and hear what he has to say about his experience. And then at the end of the speaker, they're going to do an emergency vehicle procession around the lake. And obviously, no sirens or anything. It'll just be a lights only procession just to, again, remember what happened 23 years ago today.
Yeah, and like you said, I was at home with an ear infection that day. I was 4 years old. My mom told me about that. And then, you know, once you kind of hear about that, yeah, it's just something you don't forget.
Yeah, and I think people don't realize that we do have a piece of Twin Tower steel right outside of the fire department here. And it's a special thing. There were special rules about obtaining the steel. There were special rules about displaying the steel. It has to be, you know, within hands distance so you can actually touch the steel. So, you know, not only can you come and remember through the service that they're having, you can come and remember at any time by coming down and just touching that memorial. It's built around a water fountain, and it's a pretty little memorial out there in front of the fire department.
And of course, what else we got going on this week?
Yeah, so as we just kind of look around what's happening, you know, in the town, it is unseasonably warm for September, which, you know, take it or leave it, it's kind of hot. And I was talking with Adam Tice of the water department, and they are still keeping the splash pads open. So, you know, just so there isn't any confusion about what's open, what's closed, both the splash pad by the pool and the splash pad by the beach are going to remain open on a week-by-week basis as they monitor the weather. So this weekend looks like we're still a go for more splash pad weather.
And of course, you got all the beaches and all the great water activities. Just a great time to be in Clear Lake.
Yeah, I mean, get a few late summer, early fall sunshine rays, you know, before we head into the negative 20 degrees that February is bound to bring. You know, other things happening this weekend, the Surf Ballroom has Mickey Dolenz on Friday. That is not sold out. They're $39 a piece for those tickets. And then Saturday is Austin Alsup, and those are $15 a piece. So you can get in on two pretty nice concerts for a reasonable amount. You can go to surfballroom.com to pick up your tickets for those. Another thing I really want to highlight is all of the great work that's happening at the Clear Lake Art Center. They have, you know, new exhibits coming in and out all the time, but right now they have the Lake Area Quilt Annual Show, so you can go see a display of annual quilters. But they've been dropping announcements for new exhibits as well as a bunch of new classes. So I'd invite you to go look at clearlakeartcenter.org and check out their classes. They've got something called Scribble Saturdays for kids. They've got their throwing wheels out so you can throw pots. Just lots of great things. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Another just great little spot in Clear Lake that maybe not everybody goes and checks out.
We highlighted it last week, but pickleball going on in Clear Lake this weekend as well.
Yeah, and we know that everybody loves the game of pickleball. It's definitely on the rise. 173 Craft Distillery is having a pickleball tournament in the street on Saturday. So you can come downtown starting at 8 a.m. They're going to have a great pickleball tournament. Hopefully it's the first annual event and we'll just draw some more people to our town and enjoy pickleball and their love of the sport.
Stacey, you got a partner picked out?
Actually, my daughter is having her bridal shower at Central Gardens this weekend, so I'm going to miss out on it, but you definitely should not.
And like Stacy mentioned, it's going to be warm. So if you want one more day to get out there or one more weekend to get out there and get your natural tan on like I like to do, you know, all of us that like to lay out and get our natural tan, you got another opportunity this weekend to get to your local Clear Lake Beach.
Yeah, last time to get some vitamin D. And it was Aaron and I were talking before we started today, and we've got some ideas for next summer or so. You know, you've seen carpool karaoke. We've talked about karaoke. Maybe we'll do some little tours around Clear Lake and do some live video for you guys next summer so you can see all of these great things that we've been talking about for the last few months.
We're always working. We're always working to try to improve what we're doing and get you all the great information. Of course, if you want to find the great information about Clear Lake, everything, you can go to clearlakeiowa.com.
Yep. Just go on over to clearlakeiowa.com and check out our calendar of events. We do a pretty good job keeping it up to date so you can see what's going on all year round. Thank you so much.
Stacy, thanks for your time.
Yeah, have a great one.
She's Stacy Dawn, President and CEO of the Clear Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm Zarin Agastal on KIOW Morning Conversation.